As you continue to the next room, you will now have arrived in the metal showcase hall. In front of you, a globe and armillary sphere in pressed paper, mounted on the typical gilded wood supports, work of a great finesse and elegance. The globe is the work of a great designer, Pellicier, who worked in the specialized workshop of Gaudiere Brothers, France, Paris, mid-19th century. Continuing on, you will see an octagonal metal cabinet with a lantern, a typical 19th century English piece of furniture in painted wood, glass, and velvet. In the trapezoidal compartments, there are 18th/19th century fakes of Etruscan, Greek, and Roman coins, seals and medals, some of considerable value, including only a bronze medallion cast with lost wax, with the effigy of Ivan Bruski. In the lantern, also octagonal, semi/precious stones, Egyptian scarabs, necklaces, one of which in gold with spikes, of excellent workmanship, East Asian art, location and date unknown. On wall A beautiful chestnut and walnut, with classic carving on the upper frame and elegantly wavy supports, from central Italy, Tuscany, 16th century. Armchair and lacquered wood that tradition says belongs to Pius VII and Pius IX, central/southern Italy, 19th century. Coins and painted wood and bronzes, with work flap and containers/drawers. Typical period piece of furniture for the conservation of coins, which currently houses about 1,500 pieces, namely the medieval and modern section, pragmatic collection of the House Museum, English Art, 18th century, now exhibited in the numismatic section at the first floor of the Palazzo della Fonte. Above this piece of furniture, a painting depicting the Last Supper, excellent work that the connotations of compositional balance and value of execution led us to consider as referable to the admirable hand of Tintoretti, or at least to his workshop, Venetian art, 16th/17th century. To follow, enameled bronze sculpture depicting a wise man, perhaps Laozi, on horseback. Work of great realism, not of fashion. Chinese art, 19th century. In the niche, polychrome terracotta sculpture representing a Madonna Annunziata leaning against a lantern/desk. Significant work of art from southern Italy attributable to Paolo da Cassano or to Altobello Persio. Southern Italian art, Puglia, 16th to 17th century. Large porcelain vase decorated in blue with genre scenes inspired by famous Chinese novels. Chinese art, 19th century. Now you start to the Hall of Swords on your right.